Hello, this is Father Michael Pekosik, parochial vicar at St. Albert the Great. This Gospel for Holy Monday shows Jesus resting in Bethany, just a short walk from Jerusalem, at the house of his friends Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. This reminds us of an earlier visit that Jesus paid to the same house, and how at that time, while he was teaching, Mary was intent on his words while Martha tended to chores. Both Mary's listening to Jesus and Martha's hospitality were worthy actions. Yet Jesus was clear that Mary had chosen the more important or more fundamental part. And her learning is reflected now as she anoints Jesus' feet, even drying them with her hair. For she has anticipated his death and burial. And what's more, having learned from the Master, her heart is now in keeping with the Lord's. We can say it is beating in unison with his. Mary is already doing what Jesus will do for the apostles later in the week, washing their feet and instructing them to be servants of all. When we learn from Jesus and allow ourselves to be transformed by his grace, our actions begin to become indistinguishable from his. The penitential practices of the Christian life, emphasized by the season of Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, help to integrate the teaching of Jesus in our lives and make our hearts to beat in unison with his. This is the essence of becoming a saint, one whose life is indistinguishable from Christ's. May you enjoy God's abundant blessings, know of my prayers, and have a happy Easter.